You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a very quick bonus episode of Locked On Rockets, your home for podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. We just got done a few hours ago discussing basically a high-level overview of the Rockets and free agency. We've been talking over the past week about some options they might go after, but a lot of the discussion has been kind of on the hypothetical that they get more cap room than just the $11 to $12 million they have now. So earlier today, I took a look at the internal options of how they might get to a higher cap figure if they want to be more aggressive for some big-name free agents. And, well, within just a few hours of publishing that podcast, we then had a bit of new news come out late in the day that a very familiar name to Rockets fans, Chris Bosh, is apparently set to become a free agent within about a month or so. There's no deal yet, but they are coming close to a deal between the Heat, the Players Association, and the league to where Bosh would essentially be still paid his existing contract, but be freed to sign elsewhere if some other medical staff will clear him. The backstory with Chris Bosh, of course, both in February 2015 and in February 2016, his seasons were cut short due to blood clots. And back last fall in October, they refused to clear him going into training camp for a preseason physical. So basically, the Heat determined that he was unfit to play in their eyes, or they were unwilling to take the risk of whatever's going on with his blood clots. Bosh has maintained that he thinks he should be able to play, but the Heat were never willing to release him because essentially, if they had released him under the collective bargaining agreement as it is now, and then another team were to sign him, they would be on the books for his full salary being attached to their salary cap figure. Whereas now, this is apparently a one-time agreement that even if Bosh were to sign somewhere else, the Heat would not have his massive salary attached to their books for the next 2 years, which, of course, that goes back to July 2014, when Bosh almost signed with the Rockets, but instead opted at the 11th hour to re-sign with the Heat. That was right after LeBron had left, and the Heat were basically trying to rebuild again around, kind of retool around Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, a plan that ultimately didn't work out because, well, Dwayne Wade's not there anymore, and Chris Bosh, he's played parts of two seasons, but both the 2014-2015 and 2015-2016 seasons were cut short due to the blood clots. And then, of course, he did not play at all this past year after he wasn't cleared in training camp. So, the interesting thing, this is a guy who clearly plays a position, power forward, that the Rockets need. It's clearly someone that has a long history with this organization, and you know that Daryl Morey has a lot of affinity for. It's a guy who can shoot from three. It's a guy who can play very good defense, brings a lot of things to the table. But before we talk about any of those, I want to reiterate how incredibly unlikely I find a scenario where the Rockets, or really any team, were to sign Chris Bosh. Because the bottom line is, for the Heat to go through the extended process, they had to feel pretty comfortable taking this case all the way to the Players Association, the league, all the various legal parties involved, that they could prove that they did not believe that it was safe for him to continue playing. And the context is fairly obvious. With an issue as serious as blood clots, they don't want to clear him because they don't want to be responsible for what if something terrible happens as a result of him playing basketball, or worst of all, while he's actually on the floor. No one wants to take that risk when they see it as bigger than just a basketball injury. Obviously, this is something that can pose very serious life consequences. So there's a reason that they did not clear him. Now, I know there's a conspiracy theory I've seen on some corners of NBA Twitter that basically the Heat are exaggerating it because they just see it as an excuse to get out of the cap room. I don't really buy that because, for starters, it's not that easy. You have to prove through those various legal channels that it is that real. Secondly, this is a guy, Chris Bosh, has a long, long history with that organization. I don't think they would really play him that way. So I find that a little far-fetched that the Heat are exaggerating the condition. I think it's very real. Now, he has been taking medication. There's optimism from those around Chris Bosh that maybe he's not done. And I don't want to say that it's a good chance. I'll say there's a chance. You never know. If he's examined, perhaps something magical happens. but I find that scenario wishful thinking for the most part. The bottom line is that this is a very, very serious medical condition, and it's hard to imagine any medical staff, based on what we've seen the last two seasons, really three seasons in Miami, being willing to clear him and assuming responsibility based on the small chance that something terrible happens down the road. Now, the Rockets, this is the best medical community in the world here in Houston. If they get clearance based on whatever positive has happened, if something positive has happened with the trial medication that Bosch has been on the past couple of years, you can't rule it out. And if that happens, then hell yeah, I think the Rockets would be interested. But the likelihood of it actually playing out that way, again, this has happened three separate times, three separate issues when he has not been cleared, twice in February and once more at the training camp last year. So three separate incidents over about 18 months. It's really hard to imagine. Although it has been 9 months since the last such incident, it's hard to imagine. They've known this was an issue for a while, and it kept recurring. So to see after all of that that this worked out well enough for a professional basketball team to clear, I think it's unlikely. It's not impossible. Medical technology is amazing these days. And if it's cleared, then yeah, Bosch checks a hell of a lot of boxes. But before diving into it, I just want to say I think it's incredibly unlikely. I think the bottom line is Bosch might explore, but I have a hard time seeing any team take on that risk. And my bet is after he explores it for a couple of weeks, he'll realize the market isn't there and then quietly go into retirement. Well, maybe not quietly, because he's shown some potential as an announcer. He's a really, really articulate and very smart guy. So I think he has a big future ahead of himself. It just may not be playing professional sports any longer. However, for the rest of this podcast, I do want to explore the small chance, whatever it is, 5, 10%, that he could get cleared. If he does, I absolutely think the Rockets are at the front of the line. First and foremost, in terms of money, I don't see that being an issue, because the bottom line is, first off, Bosch at 33, if he comes back, his main motivation is going to be to play for a contender. He's going to want a chance to play a key role for a champion. That's what he's always said. That's when he's been at his best. I don't see him going for the highest bidder at this stage of his career after what he's been through. And beyond that, I don't know where he could command that much money. The last two seasons, essentially by the midway point in February, just snap your finger with no warning whatsoever, he's done for the year. So I don't know how you could trust him, even if you were willing to spend a lot to give any sort of significant money at all. So I think far and away, this is a small-time, prove-it deal. You know, he would be able to command some money on a one-year deal just based on his name. I don't think he'd play for the minimum. But grand scheme, it would be pretty small. No one's going to give a lot of guaranteed money for someone that any day, even if you were cleared, any day this could recur. And then he'd be done, not just for the season, but probably for his career if this were to happen again. So financially, yeah, the Rockets could absolutely make it work. Basketball fit. Clearly, the Rockets would love exactly what Bosch provides if he were healthy. That's why they've been after him twice. They're still looking for that two-way power forward with range. He checks so many boxes, it's ridiculous. And finally, from a cultural standpoint, folks, the Rockets went pretty far down the road twice with Chris Bosch. Obviously, the iPad back in 2010 and then 2014, when they practically had him signed, sealed, and delivered before Pat Riley caved at the 11th hour after losing LeBron James, gave him the fifth year and the full max, and then he went back and stayed. The thing about Chris Bosch, he is a very methodical guy. He looks at these things very analytically. You can see his IQ in everything he does. He went far down the list with the Rockets twice. In 2014, there was no other team besides the Rockets that he looked at outside of Miami. It was either he's staying or the Rockets. And it's not they didn't get calls. He got calls. It's just the Rockets, they checked a lot of the boxes. He was comfortable with the organization. Obviously, they were a contender. He's from Texas. There are a lot of boxes that are checked. He's very familiar with the Rockets. The Rockets are very familiar with him. So if in a perfect world he were healthy, hell yes, I think that would be a fit. I don't think the Rockets have forgotten about him at all, and I don't think he's forgotten about them. I think it's a good fit from both the basketball and cultural standpoint. I don't think there's any burned bridges. I know it was unfortunate what happened with him returning to Miami at the last minute, but Daryl Morey knows it's a business. This stuff happens. Bottom line, Pat Riley caved and gave him more money than he deserved, quite frankly, and he took it, and I don't think Daryl Morey has any hard feelings towards Bosch over that. That's just the way it goes sometimes. And as far as contending situations that you might see someone like Chris Bosch go to, folks, other than Houston, there's not really a better fit out there. I know some are going to throw out Cleveland based on his history with LeBron James, but Cleveland has both Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson up front. There aren't many minutes. Houston's the one spot where you see a potential opening of power forward contention. There's already a high comfort level between him and the organization, and they can pay him a little more than minimum. The other thing, even if you want to concoct a wild scenario of Cleveland or Golden State making a pitch, even if they theoretically could, both of those teams are pretty much capped out for the foreseeable future. The Rockets could at least give him some cap room if they needed it. But again, I want to stress, this is all in an incredibly small, rosy scenario that somehow in July, when he's officially cut loose from the Heat and on the market, the Rockets and other teams look at him and he's completely cleared, and somehow this medication that did not work over the first 18 months that this blood clot issue was known about somehow did wonders. It's incredibly unlikely. The overwhelming likelihood is that he's done and he's not going to be playing with the Rockets or anyone. But if, in whatever small chance, and Bosch and people close to him apparently believe that chance still exists, if Bosch plays basketball, I'll go as far as to say if Chris Bosch plays basketball in the 2017-2018 season, it's with the Houston Rockets. I am pretty confident, based on his history, the need that they could come to a deal quickly. However, I think the overwhelming likelihood is that he does not play basketball in the 2017-2018 season or any season, based on the gravity, the serious nature of the situation, and the fact that three separate occasions he's failed tests. I don't really buy the true conspiracy. There are way, the Heat trying to get out of the contract, there are way too many hurdles that they had to go through for this to be an exaggerated situation. I think the issue is real. I think you can never count out the power of modern medicine. Maybe there's some sort of new drug that he's taken that has results that we haven't seen just yet. You never know. Keep hope alive, not just for the Rockets, but for Chris Bosh and the rest of his life. That would be great if that's the truth. However, I'm not counting on it, and so I'm not really going to plan on discussing Chris Bosh moving forward, because I really don't see him as a viable option for the Rockets. I don't see it as a likely route at all. It's pointless to speculate because it's all out of the Rockets' hands. It's all on a medical issue, and the fact remains the overwhelming likelihood is that it's not safe for him to play professional basketball with the condition he has. However, I know a lot of Rockets fans are going to wonder about it. There are already questions that have been presented to me on Twitter, so I wanted to discuss it one time. If somehow it's medically safe, yep, I absolutely think there's a deal that can and will be had. However, I think that's a real long shot, and so I think the Rockets are going to build their plans for the offseason, definitely not including Chris Bosh. And you know what? If late June, July gets here and somehow there's some medical marvel and they're blown away, then sure, I think there's a deal to be had, but I think I can get a deal done, but I don't think it's going to cost a lot of money, which is good for the Rockets, because while they have some money, they don't have a ton. And even if he were cleared, I think there's certainly a possibility out there that even if he does get cleared, it can be like what happened in the 2015 and 2016 seasons at the deadline, which out of nowhere, you know he's done. So I think it would be very much a prove-it deal. However, I think Houston checks all the boxes. There is something there, but again, overwhelming likelihood, this is a non-story. So anyway, with that said, I'll wrap up this brief bonus episode of Locked On Rockets. Appreciate you guys if you tuned in for both of our episodes today. Just felt compelled to address it because it is a big name, and in the small chance, whatever it is, 1%, 5%, 10% that he checks out, then hell yes, I think the Rockets would be interested and there could be a deal done. It's just I find it very unlikely, so I don't really plan on discussing him much in the weeks ahead. It's one of those, you'll take the positives if somehow it comes, but prepare for the reality. I just wanted to address it one time, take some of the questions, and that, yeah, I think the Rockets would have interest. I think Bosch would have interest. I think the Rockets would be the overwhelming front runner. However, it's just unlikely from a medical standpoint that this is a reasonable deal for any team to approve him to keep playing professional basketball, given what we know about his medical condition. Anyway, I will leave it there because not much else to say other than that. Again, this is Locked On Rockets, your home for podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. Follow me on Twitter at Ben Dubose. Also, email us, lockedonrockets@gmail.com. If you've got any questions, suggestions, advertising inquiries, anything we can do to make this a better show. Also, if you haven't heard our earlier show today, please do. That was a more high-level overview of the entire offseason, what strategies the Rockets might use to clear cap room to go after free agents. This is just basically a supplemental bonus episode to react to the Chris Bosh news and kind of answer some questions that I know are out there about his availability. So hopefully I did that. Those are my thoughts on Bosh. And, well, going forward, starting the rest of the week and the rest of the offseason, I'm not really going to treat him as a viable option. If he is, we'll cross that bridge and be happy when we get to it. But for now, other than just addressing the very basic questions, I don't think it's worth going that deeply into his situation. Just wait and see and make plans for the offseason as if he's not around. And if he is, be pleasantly surprised when that day comes. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, this two-episode day of Locked On Rockets. Been a little quieter in the offseason, but, well, today we've had a decent bit of news, so felt compelled to address it. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And, well, as I said earlier, I'll be back with you towards the end of the week with more of an interview focus as we start analyzing the strategies for non-Chris Bosh free agents that the Rockets are likely going to show some interest in as we get closer to July 1st. For now, have a good night.